September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. We know the names of lymphoma, leukemia, myeloma, perhaps. Here to share some light on this disease and what people need to be aware of is Kimberly Alexander. She probably became an expert just because of how it impacted her life. Her husband, NFL linebacker Elijah Alexander, died from complications due to multiple myeloma back in 2010. Kimberly, did you know much about blood cancer and in any of these diseases prior to your husband contracting it?
Absolutely not. Of course, I'd heard of leukemia and lymphoma, but we'd never heard of myeloma, and we actually had it confused with the skin cancer. And so to learn that he had myeloma and then to Google what that meant, it was very overwhelming, very, very shocking, considering he'd been extremely healthy leading up to his diagnosis.
Can you, you like me, I looked at that and I said, I know lymphoma, leukemia, I see myeloma. I think of melanoma, as you mentioned about the skin mm-hmm. cancer part of it. What is myeloma? How does that kind of maybe differ? Or is, and as best as in layman terms, you can explain it to us, I guess.
Well, myeloma is a blood cancer and it affects the bone marrow. And the issue with it, what we found was that the symptoms were kind of benign. It was easy to confuse it with other things. A lot of people dismissed the things that were bothering him. Typically, patients complain about pain in their back, and Elijah kept complaining about pain in his feet. And because he'd been in the NFL for so long, a lot of doctors said, oh, well, of course your feet hurt. You know, you played football for so many years. And it was actually a doctor in another country that ran some blood work and noticed something abnormal and sent him back to the States, and that's kind of what started us on our journey to having the myeloma diagnosed.
What kind of treatment or protocol was then put in place from that point forward?
Well, one thing that a lot of myeloma patients end up having is a bone marrow transplant, which is a pretty serious, a serious
procedure, I guess, in
process
a sense.
To go through. Yeah, it's basically where they're wiping your immune system clean and starting you over fresh, and it tends to put the cancer in remission. But the tricky thing about myeloma is it comes out of remission at some point, and then you have to find some new way to fight it. And so that's what ended up happening with Elijah. He was diagnosed with myeloma in 2005, and then in 2006 he had the stem cell transplant, and then the myeloma went in and out of remission up until he passed away in 2010.
Well, your point at that time was a caregiver kind of as support. Take us a little bit through that, what you learned to do and how you could share that with some people who may be going through a similar situation right now.
Well, one of the things that I realized, first of all, I didn't even know what being a caregiver meant. I was pretty young. I was 32. I'd never really thought about the phrase before, but you basically end up becoming that patient's advocate. And, you know, he was my husband. I wanted to take care of him. I wanted to make sure everything was okay. And so I was adamant that I attended his doctor's appointments, and I would question his doctor and try to find out as much as I possibly could about his disease and his treatment options. And it's one of the things that I make sure that I talk to other patients and caregivers about. It's really a team effort to make sure that a blood cancer patient gets the best treatment options for them.
We're talking today with Kimberly Alexander, who lost her husband, Elijah Alexander, NFL linebacker, to myeloma, one of the blood cancers. We were talking about it, Blood Cancer Awareness Month. When did you first become aware or partner up with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society? When did they become something to lean on for you?
Well, for me, when Elijah was diagnosed and I went to the Internet, I realized that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was a great resource for information. And so I would check online a lot for information. But then when he passed away, I wanted to get involved and give back. So I joined our local chapter, and so I've been really, really active with raising awareness about myeloma and leukemia and lymphoma, raising funds to help find a cure. It's been a great way for me to honor my husband's memory and help other families who find themselves in the same position that we were in.
I'm looking at their site. They have even a section talking about it, asking for help, where they have people sort of sharing their stories. Is that helpful mm-hmm. to people to sort of get that, as many kind of cases of illnesses that they are not alone and they can kind of find a little bit of a I guess, the support in that sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. The website is great in providing resources and options for patients and caregivers, and I encourage people who know someone who might be diagnosed with a blood cancer to visit www.lls.org to get more information. And then if you want to get involved and help with fundraising, they have all kinds of fundraising campaigns where you can help raise money, which will help find a cure, which goes to fund research. It's really, really important that people get involved, and that's one of the reasons why, even though our story didn't end the way we wanted it to, I want to make sure I do something to help other people.
Well, there's always the search for the ultimate, which would be the cure for that. But in the meantime, there's always a way that people can help. And blood cancer at this point is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. Again, we've been speaking today with Kimberly Alexander, who's an advocate, also experienced firsthand with the devastation of blood cancer can impact their lives. Again, you can go to lls.org to get more information. Kimberly, we appreciate you sharing your story and talking with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.